there's a little island music from Jimmy Buffett. It feels like the islands, man, but we just can't jump in the Caribbean Sea at this point. We might. It is Wednesday, and we check in at Visit Bloomington. My great friend down there is Mike McAfee. He is busy, busy, busy. Why? Well, Visit Bloomington has had a lot of visitors this month, and they're going to have more visitors to kick off next month with folks obviously coming back to school. The big concert tomorrow night, Molly Tuttle and the Golden Highway, the Labor Day weekend. Hey, do you get a break? When do you take vacation? Do you get any time off here in the ever?
I try to work in some days here or there. I haven't done anything big this summer, but that's because we're doing some stuff to our house. But that's a whole other story. But thank you for saying that. First of all, I want to say thank you to you because you are the weather information Bloomington MVP as far as sharing that stuff. So I really appreciate that. It's just tune into you and you'll let us know what's going on every moment with the weather. So again, thank you for that important task.
You are welcome, and without you, I wouldn't know what the hell is going on in town, so I think it works both ways, and I've been trying, buddy. I've been trying a week ago. We knew it was going to be hot the midweek, late week, this week. I've been trying. They've done rain dances before. I try to do a cooling dance, but there's an old Broadway axiom that says the show must go on. I'm sitting here with fingers crossed, rabbit's feet and everything else. Is the show going to go on tomorrow?
Yes, of course it's going to go on. This is August in South Central Indiana, and it's going to be hot and humid, and we're going to take a whole bunch of extra precautions to keep people cool, and everybody's going to work together and take care of their neighbors and make sure that we're all doing well. But we've got, first of all, the par. Are you there?
Oh, man, absolutely.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. I was hearing a beep on my phone. My bad. First of all, the park is connected to the splash pad. Splash pad is open until 8 p.m., so if you're feeling too hot, go over there and walk through the splash pad. But you can bring your umbrellas. You can bring your coolers. You can bring your little canopy tents. Be courteous to people around you watching the show. But absolutely, that is allowed on the concert lawn there at the free show. We've got a couple of misters. water misters that we've rented that we're going to be running out there on the lawn.
Great idea.
Parks has actually set up a few extra canopy tents. So again, people that don't bring that can get under those. So it's going to be okay. You know, we're all going to take care of each other, and that sun will start going down there, you know, shortly into Henhouse Prowler's set, and it'll be a beautiful evening. So I get it. If you are super sensitive to the heat, probably you need to take a lot of precaution and think about if you're coming out. But otherwise, you know, the show is going to go on. Parks and Visit Bloomington, we're gonna work hard and do everything to help take care of each other and make sure that it's safe for everybody out there, not only the attendees, but the bands and everybody working there. And we're all going to have a great evening, Glass.
Yeah, and if you're heading out tomorrow night, we'll give you the timeline here in just a minute. Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway. Yes, that Molly Tuttle, that Grammy Award-winning artist. She's on her way to Austin. She's stopping here. She's going to shoot Austin City Limits on Monday night. She's going to stop here first in Bloomington. We'll talk about that. But if you are going tomorrow, you don't need to start drinking water at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You need to start drinking it yesterday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So be smart. Bring your jugs of water. That's a great idea about those little pop-up tents that I know a lot of people have, especially if you play sports and you're out all summer long for that. How powerful, Mike, for people that have not been to the big stage at Switchyard Park? I know there's tree lines, and I know there's some shelters and other things. That sound moves pretty good, doesn't it?
Oh, sure. The sound there carries it. You know, it's a large field where the concert grounds. And so, the sound carries, you know, all the way back to those dog parks. So there's plenty of spots there, along the tree lines and, you know, and up by the paved area where the splash pad is that I spoke about. You know, there's a couple of shelters right there. You can see and hear from there. Great. You know, that's what a lot of people do. They bring the kids and the kids play and they hang right there, and they can see the bands and hear it all. And it's really, the park's just built for this.
Yeah, it's perfect. a pretty cool soundtrack to have in the background as well. All right, how much are tickets for such a great event like this?
Tickets for this Grammy winner who was just nominated for another International Bluegrass Award and Henhouse Prowlers were two. Tickets are absolutely free. There are no tickets. You just walk up and go through the fence and go in and set your tent up and your cooler and get yourself in the shade. It's free to park. I do want to say parking. We are expecting a little bit bigger crowd at this one. You never know with the heat, but we're expecting a little bit bigger crowd. So the parking there at the park can get full. We've got a lot on Rogers Street, just north of the park. You can't miss it. We've got it all marked with signs. You can, again, park there for free. There's lots of places to park there around the park, and everybody can just walk over there. And so everything's free. You get there, and hopefully, again, if you bring your own cooler with your water in or whatever, bring an extra one for your neighbor. Maybe somebody there will need one. Do some stuff like that.
Smart idea. And don't forget there's the east parking lot as well, right? That will be open?
Yeah, there's the two lots there. There's the lot across the street. There's the lot off of on the east side. There's a couple of businesses around there where you can park in their lots, and they don't have a problem with that as long as you don't leave your car there and things like that. So plenty of places, and you may need to walk a block or two if you don't get there and get one of the park spots.
But, absolutely. Free parking.
Yeah, starts at 6 p.m. And
the music does, but you say if you come there a little bit earlier, you're going to have plenty to do because you're going to have food trucks and beverage sales and merch tents from the artists as well. So if you don't want to be distracted once the music gets going, 5 o'clock. That sounds like when we're gonna kick things off.
Yeah, there's stuff going on there starting at 5. There's a few people gathering for a few companies are gathering, bringing people. I know some people are gathering some other music events and things around the community are gathering and sharing information and things like that. So there'll be stuff happening on the lawn starting probably 4 or 5 o'clock. And as you said, food trucks will get going and beverages will be flowing. So we hope everybody will get down there and join us.
Well, you have to. You have to enjoy it. Beer garden will be in effect. Tell me how that works. You know, if I bring my, if it's me and my kid, can I still have a beer? How I know that's, it sounds terrible in theory, but you know what? Having a beer, you're going to sweat it off anyhow. Have another beer. But how does the beer garden work this time?
It's all about moderation, Glass. Everybody
totally
needs to be responsible. But absolutely, you can, they'll just put a wristband. They'll check your ID and put a wristband on you. You go into the gated area and buy your beer or whatever your beverage is, and then you can leave there with that and go throughout the concert with that. So, your kid will just have to stand right there by the fence and as you buy it, but it's a small area.
Gotcha.
It won't be a problem.
Again,
mm-hmm.
the questions that people ask me, you wouldn't be surprised because I asked them all to you. Mike McAfee is the director of visitbloomington.com. Hey, so we're going to do this concert. It's going to be free. It's free parking, everything that goes along with this, minus the beverage sales and food trucks. How many food trucks are you going to have? We know we have Ellettsville Food Truck Wednesday today. Jordan's going to join me here in about 10 minutes. I know he's ready for a big food truck mm-hmm. Friday as well. So with a big crowd, yeah. we're going to have a handful of trucks, correct?
Absolutely, and he can give you the exact number.
Good.
But last I heard, it was 6 or 7 that will be there.
And, oh, that's great.
He may know exactly today because he's obviously who I work with to get those down there. So
community coming together. It's exciting. It is exciting. I guess the good news with the heat, we don't have any inclement weather in the forecast that we'll have to worry about. So we can just bluegrass it out, enjoy a little bit of a summer sweat, and the great tunes of Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway, free outdoor concert series. We've got a busy weekend as well. This concert just kicks everything off tomorrow night, Mike. Tell everybody what we should be paying attention to. It's the first week. Everybody's here. The last weekend of August. Tons of things going on here locally.
Yeah, tons of things going into the weekend. It's Pride Fest this weekend in Bloomington, so that's good. And got that going on downtown on Saturday. And then, as you were talking about earlier, 4th Street Festival is happening September 2nd and 3rd, and we got, of course, the Ohio State game, and we're getting into fall festivals coming up. We got Monroe County Fall Festival, the Steinsville Stone Quarry Festival later this month, and those are going on the weekends, and they're great for everybody to get out and attend those. All kinds of stuff happening in Glass.
It's hard to dream about fall festivals at this point when there's triple-digit heat index, but folks, if you just be patient, the weather in Indiana will change, and next week is absolutely brilliant. Then the final weekend of summer, as it is known, Labor Day weekend, that will be warm again, but we will have festivals at 4th Street. We'll have our first football game weekend. Yeah. Our friends from Columbus will be over here as well. So we always tell you, if you want to, if they zig and you want to zag, well, zag over to visitbloomington.com and find some things. If you don't like the crowds, well, you've got plenty of options to get away from the crowds.
Sure do. Sure do. Lots of options in there if you want to get out of the heat and get into a museum or a local gallery or restaurants and other places where you can get in the air conditioning, for sure. Visitbloomington.com. You can also find us all over social media, at Visit B-Town on Instagram. We'd love for you to share your pictures with us. If you're out at the Molly Tuttle Show tomorrow night, post some photos. We'd love to see them.
And the more, the merrier on there. Okay, so this summer concert series, it's over with this event. And I ask you about this every time, and you're not in the concert promotion business. See, I've done my homework. I remember. When does the planning for next summer get started? Or does it never ends, does it?
It doesn't. We're already talking about now. I mean, first of all, again, got to give it to Parks and Recreation because they keep going. They've got a few more shows coming up this Sunday. The Bloomington Symphony Orchestra doing a free show in the Switchyard Park. So if classical music is your thing, that's this Sunday night. So hey, salute to Parks and Recreation. They do such a great job. But yeah, we're talking. We're getting ready to have a meeting and talk about the Cosmic Songwriter Festival on Friday for 2024. I've got the Bloomington Music Expo already scheduled for the Switchyard Park in May of 2024. So we will be getting together and talking about band, you know, the bigger international traveling bands like the Molly Tuttles and that we're going to try to target and have there at the park next summer and work towards some of those sound things. I do know that the Parks and Recreation Department, the board, had on their agenda recently this week something talking about the sound at the Switchyard Park on the stage. So
I like
that's
it.
Great. Looking into that. Yes, sir.
I like it. I like it. I like mm-hmm. it. Also, there's films in Bryant Park as well, so mm-hmm. go to the city's parks. Just go to visitbloomington.com and check it out. All right, how many glasses of water have you had today?
14.
That's a really you know what? That's a good example to set for the radio community. 14 glasses of water. I am on my second, I don't know, what is this? This feels like 32 ounces of those, what do you call those big things with the big handle on them that stay cold all the time? I don't know.
I've had 4 or 5 to tell you the truth, but you're right. It is, you need to be hydrating right now to be thinking about if you're going to go out there tomorrow night. So I appreciate that. But
let's make sure hydrate. Let's make sure we got this right, though. I want to make sure that people are aware. Tickets do not exist. This concert for a Grammy Award-winning bluegrass artist, Molly Tuttle and Golden Highway, with the Hen House Prowlers opening, free. Free, 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 free.
Free and hassle-free, and everybody's invited. This is going to be one of those shows where you're going to say in a few years, based upon where she goes from here, you're going to say, wow, do you remember when we saw her for free on the lawn at the Switchyard Park in Bloomington, Indiana? Can you believe we got to see her? That's the kind of show this is.
Outstanding. So. And it matches the free parking to go along with it. And no, this is not a drill. Get out and enjoy it tomorrow night. Yep. Let's hope the clouds move out and that heat bounces back into the universe and doesn't just have a big bubble. Let's have the bluegrass push it out, and hopefully everybody enjoys it. Bring your tents, bring your cooler, bring your friends, bring your family. Free, free, free. Thanks again, man. This is great. Have a fantastic night tomorrow, a super busy weekend this weekend, and I'll talk to you after the big Labor Day weekend. So I want you to get some rest after all this work you've been doing.
Thank you, Glass. We really appreciate you.